the artistry of Aaron Calais making his Microfest debut here, but of course he's been in Southern California for quite a while. Aaron, I hear you're about ready to escape from USC, Thornton School of Music.
This is true. I'll be done in just a couple of weeks.
And will you then be Dr. Calais?
I will indeed.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So you're almost there. But your interests in keyboard seem to have gone very far afield. Shostakovich, absolutely part of the repertoire, standard stuff. You've also been known to play Copland. You play all the straight stuff as well. But you've gotten into some very interesting different areas as well.
Absolutely. Well, USC is a great place for electroacoustic music and electronic music. So as part of my degree, I've taken a lot of classes and ended up learning a lot about synthesis and about sequencing. And it's led me into this whole other universe where I could take a piece by Kyle Gann where I have to retune the entire instrument and I could approach it with some confidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're now listening to something called White Mass in its third movement. What's this all about?
Well, this is a piece actually by a composer named Isaac Schenkler. He's just finishing up his DMA at USC also. And this was a collaboration where he wrote the music and I created an electronic environment where we fed a live signal of the piano through my computer. Mm-hmm. And then I set up like a MIDI box, which has all kinds of levers and switches, so that in real time, Isaac could manipulate what the computer was doing to the sound, and then that sound was fed to the audience along with the piano. So you get some really interesting sonorities. This is just one piano playing right now, even though you hear all these incredible sounds.
Hard to believe. A little bit like the concept of the, let's say, Golijov's hyper accordion, where you've got actual signals that are going into a computer, and then you can do whatever you want to them.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you've got, you know, the piano's melting. How do you do that? You simply take the signal and just change its pitch over time?
Well, no, we used a couple of different processes. For this piece, I think we used a ring modulator, mm-hmm. which people have been using for a long time, 40, 50 years.
Exactly.
Of course, now it's all digital, so it's really easy to manipulate. And so that's where you get the piano sort of sinking, that sound, and sometimes rising up. But we also have a delay on there, which Isaac was able to manipulate as he played. And that's where you get those sort of ghost notes coming in after he plays a chord. You'll hear it continue. I think we had a whole lot of reverb on it, too.
Yeah. Always helps. Aaron Calais is my special guest, who I'm sorry if you've just joined us. If you missed his live performance of the music of Kyle Gann, music that was written for him. And in fact, that will be at kpfk.org on our audio archive after a couple of hours this afternoon. And that'll be there all week. And of course, you can see him May 10th, where he'll be performing his retuned, some people would call mistuned, I would say elegantly retuned, digital keyboard. That's at Microfest. That's happening in a free concert out at Claremont, Sunday, May 10th at 8 o'clock. He'll also be joined in that concert with music for Indonesian gamelan, Western strings. There'll be video imagery, electronics, all sorts of amazing things happening. Now, when you leave as a piano major? Is that what your doctorate will be in?
I'll be a piano major, but at USC you have to do four sub-areas. Hmm. So it's like having minors. So I'll have... my major was piano, and then I'll have an electroacoustic degree, and I'll have a composition minor, and also a 20th and 21st century theory minor.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Well, what does this have to do with spectral jellyfish?
Well, once I started getting into synthesis, I found that I enjoyed composing. And this is one of my first experiments in creating my own sounds.
Mm-hmm.
From scratch, for a composition. And that's where this piece comes from. I like the name of it, so that's what it's called. And I think it kind of sounds like spooky creatures that are thousands of feet below this.
But is there anything particularly gelatinous about this composition? It was an image that came to you after you heard the music you wrote?
I think so, yeah.
Far away from the piano. the music of Aaron Kelly. Pianist, composer, man about town. You moved to Los Angeles to go to SC?
I did, yeah. About 4 years ago I made the trek out here.
And you'll be here for a while?
I plan on it, yeah, absolutely. Oh,
good, good. Well, come back and visit us soon.
Oh, I'd love to.
Of course, you can visit him, Aaron Kelly, our special guest today, at Microfest on Sunday, May 10th, and find out what that piano is all about. Find out what Kyle Gann's music is all about. We had forgotten the name of the last piece you played. What was it?
Oh, Fugitive Objects.
Fugitive Objects. Wonderful stuff. And great having Kyle join us today, too. Aaron, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
It's the Global Village, music from around the world and around the block, here at 90.7 FM. Aaron Kelly, his music, Spectral Jellyfish. We'll finish now with, once again, the music that he played on March 10th to open Microfest. We'll finish with Ben Johnson's Toccata with Aaron Kelly at the piano here on the Global Village. More information about Microfest, of course, at microfest.org. Thanks so much to Kyle Gann and Jeff Vonderschmidt for being my guests today, and Aaron Kelly, live from Studio B. Do stay tuned for Julio Martinez and the Arts and Review, and don't forget that tomorrow the exploration continues. From 10 until 12, Sergio Malnashenko with more music from around the world and around the block. It's called The Global Village, every weekday here at 90.7 FM, KPFK Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and screaming on the web at kpfk.org. Thanks again to Donna Walker, as usual, for her wonderful help.